Acres of Diamonds. Field of Dreams. Acres of Diamonds, Field of Dreams. Have you heard the story, Acres of Diamonds? There was a man who dreamed of discovering a vast fortune in diamonds. That was his dream. So he left his home and to search for the Acres of Diamonds. He searched the world over. Unfortunately, he died poor and penniless and disheartened. He never found his fortune. And so, surprisingly, after his death, people discovered that, in fact, this man was living on the largest diamond mine ever. Sadly, he never knew it. And he was looking, he was searching for his fortune in other places. His acres of diamonds were right underneath his feet, right before his eyes. He couldn't see it. And so he was looking in the wrong place. So Acres of Diamonds. Now, I'm not sure if it's a true story. I believe it is. But the point is, I discover, and I noticed this last week, that when I ask people how I can help them, the vast majority of them, most people are going to say they're looking to improve their website. They're looking to add a few pages, add some photos, add a new function, make it prettier, make it better. But I think there's something else that you should do, something else that you should work on. Now, I think it's great that business owners are looking to improve their business through technology. However, sometimes I think we do things at the wrong time. You cannot build your business through the web. What are you saying, Ken? I'm saying, repeat, you cannot build your business through the web. You do not have control. You don't have influence over who contacts you via the website, your website. Your first priority should be building your client base with the people that you know. I say again, your first priority should be building a relationship, building your client base with the people that you know. You have more influence, you have more control over your existing clients, your prospects, your vendors, your suppliers, your friends, your family. Just because you build a website doesn't mean that those clients are going to show up and give you their hard-earned money. It just doesn't happen that way. For example, when I asked a lady entrepreneur who owns a personal care business how many referrals she received that day, she replied, none. She did not ask for any referrals from her existing clients that day. And so I'm wondering how many clients she actually got from her website. And so many times our focus is, is that website, the sexy website, it's got all the bells and whistles, the nice stuff. But what's the return on investment from that first? Your first and foremost is building through your client base, your existing clients, and the people that you know. And, it's really good. I mean, your first priority should be to build a stronger, solid relationship, a better relationship with your clients. Ask how you can be a resource for them, what you can do for them. And of course, a website is a tool. It is a tool. And yes, you could add a social online network. We've got that. You can build a wiki to generate more collaboration and communication within the community. We've got that. You can have a forum on your website, start a blog and add some really cool tools and great content to turn those prospects into clients. But that's another podcast. Instead of trying to build a better website, why not find ways to build a better relationship with your clients, your strategic partners, your vendors, your suppliers, your business associates, and neighbors? Are you sensing a theme here? Why not discover opportunities to increase the success rate with your, turning those suspects, I call them, and prospects into new clients? What about increasing your average sales? What about increasing the number of sales? What about reducing your expenses? What about producing more referrals from your clients, your friends, your strategic partners, your advisors? See, they know you. They know your product and service, and they bought from you. They probably know other folks that would likely buy from you too. You know, it's just good business. You know, that's the basics. That's the blocking and tackling. You know, talking about football season. There's the opportunity. And sometimes, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, we miss that. You know, a new business, existing business, your focus should never be on building that website just yet. You know, and you spend too much time and money on the web building something, when in fact you should be building your client base. Discover how you can be a better resource for them. Find ways to increase sales and services to your existing client base. Focus on your acres of diamonds in your neighborhood who know you. You know, you have better chance of converting prospects who know you versus those strangers on the internet. So I have some questions for you. How many clients do you have? When's the last time you spoke to your best clients? How large is your prospect database? Who are your best clients? Who do they know? What are you doing to be a resource for them? How many referrals did you get from them? What can you do to increase your sales in your best target market? What are you doing to build a stronger relationship and connect with them? Are you sensing a theme here? How can you serve them better? What ideas and strategies do you have to increase for your client base and your existing, or from your clients and your existing, your target market? So, in summary, with building a website, yeah, it may be building a field of dreams. Yeah, if they build it, will they come? Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. At least not as fast as you could if you're building a solid base of clients offline. Work to grow your acres of diamonds right underneath your feet, right before your eyes. You have more control, more influence, and you'll be more successful and more profitable. Isn't that the bottom line? So, what are your thoughts? What are your comments? Please write me, share with me your ideas and your thoughts, and don't forget to include your website, because you never know who's accessing this podcast, who's listening to the podcast. This is Ken, the Passionate Entrepreneur. Until next time, stay profitable, and remember, day by day, seek to become great in every way. Don't forget to check out the website, Smart Advantage Coaching, and my-business-community.com, and join my new social online network. Until next time, take care.